It's great practice today. You know, it was, you know, we talked to him in meetings today about handling a situation where we had some time off and come back, and the challenge was to execute right from where we left off, and we really challenged him. I think one of the things we want to do is really test him. Although we had goal line and some four-minute situations we had to accomplish, I think you saw that as a high-tempo practice again, and that's what we really want to challenge our guys with.
Hey, guys, how disappointing was the Murray situation this week?
You know what? The one thing that with this whole thing that came about, I've stressed with our guys, is communication. There's going to be opportunities that present themselves in front of the team, and really what I'm looking for is, like I said before, I'm not naive that situations won't come up, but I really challenge our guys on communication. Communicate with us, communicate with the trainers, anything that goes on, and he has done that. He's done a good job. Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed in the situation that it occurred, but I'm not as far as the communication that has taken place.
Was there a lacking of that?
No. I don't know what there was. I just know that I stress that with our guys, is make sure there's open communication. And he's done that with me. We've had open communication. He's filled me in on things that are going on and where he's at with things. So, you know, I'm pleased with that part of it.
But it was not your understanding that when he went down there to train, that he was going to come back up here and be in St. Augustine at a nightclub?
You know what? I wasn't, I guess as far as him being back up here, I wasn't aware of it, but I'm not surprised. You know, he's got family up here, his family's here for him to make the trip. The thing that I look at is OTAs, they are voluntary, you know, and I understand that part of it. So I wasn't aware of it, but I'm not surprised that he didn't make the trip back up here to be with his family as well.
Gus, you said you're not naive to it. Obviously, you got a young football team. You gave him a little talk before the holiday.
Yeah.
Were you a little surprised of all the phone calls that you got that it would be from an incident involving Maurice?
Well, you know, I look at it as each of these situations that come up is an opportunity for me to get in front of the team and demonstrate who I am and the direction we're going to go. So I look at it as, okay, here's another situation. Now get up in front of the team and make it real clear how we're going to, you know, visit with these things. And I didn't specifically talk about Maurice's situation in our team meeting today. I think it was important for us to know that, I mean, they understand things are out there, but I didn't want it to be a distraction from our practice. And that's what I was really watching. And by the looks of practice, our tempo, our flying around is very similar to what you've seen in the past. I think you would all agree with that. And that was the big challenge, and that's really what I wanted to focus our attention on.
How does he win back your trust if he has to?
Well, we just got to see how the whole situation plays out. You know, he, like I said, he's communicating, and that's a big part of trust, you know, is the communication that takes place with it. So, you know, we'll take a look at the situation as it continues to unfold, and then, you know, we'll make our decisions off of that.
How about him being in shape for the start of the season? They had a picture of him. It looked like he hadn't lost an ounce since he left school.
Send me that picture.
Just go to TMZ.com.
Yeah. You know what? I know, like, Mike has had communication with the gentleman that he's working out with down there, and it sounds like he's making good progress and that his weight is coming down. So, you know, I'm going off of that. And like I said, we've had some communication. It feels like the workouts are going good down there.
Gus, as of now, though, any no punishment or anything like that?
No, not until I see what unfolds, you know.
When he called you last week, what was that conversation like? Did he go through any details about what happened?
No, he really didn't. I mean, okay. He didn't go through many of the
details.
Did
he apologize for being in the headlines?
He didn't. Yeah, he was, you know, I think he felt bad. I know I'm speaking for what I think he thinks, but I felt like he was disappointed that this had to occur. And he was concerned about the momentum of the team. You know, things were going good, and he felt like he was a leader, and he's not been a guy that has happened. This has happened to him, and now it has occurred. So he was disappointed in that fact, but I think he's waiting to see how it unfolds as well.
Because you've dealt with two of these things, Justin and Maurice, in the last month. When you let these guys go next week for 6 weeks, do you sort of hold your breath a little bit?
You know what? I said that one thing I did say was this was a big test for us. We already have trust and to continue to build that trust. And the guys that were here, we challenged them before they took off, and they came back, and the guys that were here in place that heard the message and, you know, took that message, and what I understand right now, they did a great job coming back. And I said that's going to be important for during the season when we have our bye week. And I think that's important for us to continue to build that trust.
You'll definitely be here for the weekend next week.
Yes.
Are you definitely staying the West Coast for a week?
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about right now is staying out there. So that part of the schedule actually worked in our favor.
Gus, is this a little bit of a reality? Like, hey, I'm the head coach. Now you have to deal with these kind of situations?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm disappointed in the situation that it happened. But I don't want to miss the opportunity to address our team. And I think that when situations like this happen, you can really demonstrate your leadership with these situations. And I think my focus is on, okay, it happened, I'll deal with that. But I don't want to miss being in front of our team and handling it and, you know, demonstrate the consistency that we want to attack these situations.
If you say, where are you going to stay that week?
I know they've already been out there, I think, and he's on his way. If he hasn't been out there, he's going out there to see.
Babin, where was he today?
Babin had, let me see how it referred back to me. He had a groin issue, and he did have surgery on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to Philadelphia, got a second opinion, and he had surgery, but they anticipate he won't be back for minicamp, but he'll be ready to go. I guess it went really well.
Was that over the weekend, surgery?
Yeah, I think it was today. He texted me last night. So.
Ready for starting camp is only less than 2 months away. That sounds like a big decision.
No. It was. I mean, it was. Everything went well. Everything went well. Mike just confirmed that with me. So, yeah, it went really well.
Is that something he did?
It sounded like he had it.
Okay.
It sounded like he had it. The way the surgeon talked about it, said it had it. It went really good. Went really clean. And they ended up taking care of it. So.
Did you like flare up on him?
I guess it's kind of been aggravated a little bit. You know where he's felt it. And so he just went up to get a second opinion on it.
Is that why he wasn't with the team for a little longer?
Well, some of that was his knee, you know, his knee. But that came back. That was good. But he's just, it didn't feel right to him. So we decided to send him up for a second opinion.
Did he know when it happened?
No. He felt that the doctor felt like it's been there for a couple of months.
So somewhere else is.
Yeah. Sounds like it, yeah.
Wilson still has a lot of tape on his knee. How is his status?
You know what? They haven't brought anything of that to my attention. I don't know if that's
Miller.
Roy Miller. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I wasn't aware of that one. See, I didn't lie. Yeah, that's right. No, I think, you know, we have a new return-to-play protocol. That's what we've instituted with our athletic training and our strength and conditioning. And that is, you know, if a guy has injury, we have baseline tests. I'll come out, work him through that, see how he comes back with his baseline test, and then work him back into it slowly. So it's more precaution. And I think that you've seen that with some, knock on wood, if there's any here, it's starting to take place, and we're starting to see guys come back because of it. So we've done a lot of research on that. I give credit to Dave and our strength and conditioning, our training staff, and to come up with a policy that will help keep guys on the field.